You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. I'm sorry, I've been on vacation, and you know what? Today is my birthday, August the 24th. Yes, I have made it to 62. I even ran a 10K this morning, and I am pooped. And I'm glad to be back. Our featured artist this week is going to be Eddie Duchin, the most famous of the piano showmen. Eddie Duchin. His career began in 1928 with Leo Reisman's orchestra at New York's Central Park Casino, the most elegant society night spot of the city. Though part of the team of his fellow pianist was Nat Berrywine, Duchin's flashy style and his suave demeanor quickly made him the most popular member of the group. And in 1931, he took over Reisman's place as the leader of the casino orchestra. His 10-piece orchestra played 7 nights a week to a packed house. Duchin's trademark was crossing his hands and playing the lower register with only one finger. He was not well trained musically, a fact that often frustrated his musicians. His stage personality, though, more than made up for his lack of artistic discipline. He mesmerized his audience. One of his sidemen commented, "He was the only musician I've ever known who could play a 32-bar solo with 32 mistakes and get a standing ovation." Regular radio broadcasts from the casino helped to spread Duchin's popularity across the country. His orchestra began to tour and appeared on 3 radio programs, one with Ed Wynn, one with George Burns and Gracie Allen, and another, a talent contest program called Going Places. Early vocalist with him was Lou Sherwood. In the mid-1930s, Duchin modernized his sound. The new orchestra was well-received, appearing on top spots throughout North and South America. During World War II, Duchin served in the Navy as a lieutenant. His military career, a serious one, and not involved in music. After the war, he formed a new orchestra, considered by many critics to be his most musical. In the late 1940s, however, he was forced to cut back on his activities as his leukemia began to worsen. He died in 1951. His son, Peter, carried on the Duchin tradition by becoming a pianist and a society band leader. Well, I hope you're in your comfortable chair with your sweetheart as we sit back and enjoy the best of Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. Let's start our show off today with Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Deep blue sea. Oh, I forgive you. Oh, baby.
Our next selection is one that hit the chart at 67 in 1934, featuring Lou Stewart. This Little Piggy Went to Market.
Piggy had roast beef, this little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said to her little sleepy head, this little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite home. I dream and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home.
Next is a wonderful song called After You Who from 1932.
Laughter after you.
Next up is a recording from 1933. Did you ever see a dream walking? This next piece is from later in his career, from 1940, My Twilight Dream.
Twilight. what more can the world hold for me? When you come into my twilight dream, in the still of the night, I hold you and the man in the moon starts to beam. But just as my arms enfold you, you disappear from my twilight dream.
'35, Moon Over Miami, with vocals by Joe Burke.
Smiling troubadours, hark to the throbbing guitars. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause after each song to the stars. Moon over Miami, you know we're waiting for a little love, a little kiss on Miami shore.
Pick up the pace. In 1935, he released I Won't Dance.
won't dance. Don't ask me, I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely, and so what? I'm lovely, but oh what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
We go back to 1934 with this one, I Only Have Eyes for You. If you're with your loved one, this is for you. 1933, Hold Me.
I can't remember the first words I spoke. Did I say you were beautiful? Was it Sunday? Was it Monday? Were you dressed in gray or in blue? I can't remember, for all I remember is you.
In 1932, Lee Morris released 1 Hour With You Medley with Eddie Lucian.
When all our dancing is through and moonbeams fall on roses and dew, perhaps you may even say that you love me too, and let me stay 1 hour with you. Thank you.
my love, Colette. I'm crazy for Colette. But, oh, that Mitzi. I kiss Colette, and I get all upset. But, oh, that Mitzi. To stay, to go, I really can't decide. But this, I know, we can't for three be satisfied. I want Colette. I haven't weakened yet, but oh, that Mitzi.
That's going to be our show for today. I hope that you enjoyed, and come again next week to the Big Band Serenade, the only place on the internet that gives you the best from the big band era. I'm going to close with another Lee Morris production from 1932, Paradise Waltz Medley with Eddie Duchin. I'll see you again here next week on the Big Band Serenade.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.